Economists are divided on whether the Commerce Department report on lower consumer purchasing in June, down for the third consecutive month, means the economy is losing steam or is pausing before a new advance. Manufacturers Hanover Vice President and economist Erwin Kellner believes we're at a crossroads.
The key to the outlook from here on out is not what the consumer does, but rather whether business picks up the torch and starts to become a little bit more expansive in its outlays for inventories and plant and equipment. And in turn, this depends on confidence in the longer run future of the economy. And of course, we have to look to Washington to see just how much confidence will be generated in the business and financial community.
Civil defense and local authorities in Rockwood, Tennessee are close to having the town of 5200 totally evacuated at this hour. Once that's accomplished, efforts can go forward to remove a tank truck which skidded and overturned, setting off a cloud of highly toxic bromine gas. Authorities at San Quentin Prison in California believe they've controlled an outbreak of violence which yesterday found inmates battling with clubs and knives and prison guards firing shots to regain control. Prison officials said the violence was racial in nature. When it was over, three prisoners, two white and one black, were dead. Three other prisoners were reported in serious condition from stab wounds. Federal officials say they should know by tonight whether the $9 billion Trans-Alaska pipeline came through last Friday's pump station explosion and fire undamaged. Now this.
How does your laxative work? Many brand name laxatives contain ingredients that expand in your stomach. That's how they work. We know a medicine that works differently. It's in the X-Lax pill. Overnight, the X-Lax pill gently stimulates your system's own regular rhythm. Stimulates your system for relief in the morning. No surprises, just relief in the morning. That's the X-Lax pill. Try it tonight with confidence. For occasional use only as directed, X-Lax pills.
This is John Cameron Swayze with a 2020 eye drops report. Item, as millions of Americans take to the water this summer, they sometimes forget about two things, their eyes. Because sand, glare, and chlorine can quickly leave eyes feeling red and irritated. Item, 2020 eye drops are the only ones to guarantee complete satisfaction or your money will be refunded by simply returning the bottle. Just read the label. This is John Cameron Swayze for 2020 eye drops, the guaranteed solution.
The man who planned and directed the Watergate burglary, G. Gordon Liddy, is to be freed from the federal minimum security prison at Allenwood, Pennsylvania, on September 7th. The U.S. Parole Commission set the release date, ending Liddy's imprisonment after 52 months. Francis Liddy wished it could have come earlier.
We're all very pleased to know the date and that, you know, the last stage is now in progress and he'll be home soon. Of course, it's in September that we all go back to school, nearly all of us, and so it's going to be kind of hectic. I wish they'd made it in August, you know, because we're all home. But, you know, we're all very excited about getting back, the whole family together.
The Liddys still live in Washington. Mrs. Liddy was driving near the Watergate complex when she heard about her husband's release date on the car radio. I'm Mike Stanley, CBS News.
A lawyer for victims of the Beverly Hills Supper Club fire says the club was in violation of the Southgate building code when it burned, killing 164 people. This is Jerry Leitzel, WHAS, continuing news at 5:06. Cincinnati attorney Stanley Chesley told me he has uncovered a 30-year-old Southgate building code that required a sprinkler system at Beverly Hills.
July of 47, they passed a city ordinance requiring that any part of a building, particularly the auditorium, that had a stage in it, in which there was any kind of theater performances, concerts, or any kind of music, standard stage type setting, had to have a sprinkler system.
Meantime, Kentucky's fire marshal, Warren Southworth, told me he has no knowledge of the code.
I was not aware of any city ordinances that Southgate head.
Do you plan to look into that possibility?
Yes, that'll be included in the investigation now.
Southgate Mayor Ken Paul told me his city has released all records pertaining to the fire.
Actually, when they started the fire that Saturday night, I had called the governor's office to have the state police and anyone here involved to investigate this, and any and all records that we've ever had have been given out to the state.
Southgate City Attorney Albert Root refuses to comment about a code or about its application to Beverly Hills. I asked him about its legal implications.
If there was a code,
would that present problems in your litigation?
In my opinion, no.
Would you please care to amplify on that remark?
Again, you're asking me to get into the basics of the defense of the case.
This morning, Fire Marshal Southworth and Southgate Mayor Paul plan to investigate the existence of the code. Louisville aldermen have passed an ordinance that licenses and regulates the city's pornography shops. Mark Pfeiffer reports.
The operators of the adult entertainment centers now have 60 days to comply with the ordinance that passed by a 7-0 vote. In addition, the blinking signs must come down, and the operators, owners, and employees of such establishments must not have been convicted on a morals charge in the last 5 years. A court fight is expected, and Aldermanic Counsel Walter Butt says he welcomes the challenge.
I look forward to seeing the smut operators, the pornographers, the prostitutes, all in court at the same time, out in the open. I think the people of Louisville deserve the opportunity to see these people out front. And I welcome the chance to fight them in court because I believe this law is absolutely constitutional and it will be enforced.
This is Mark Pfeiffer.
400 bricklayers in Louisville returned to work this morning. The workers have a new contract ending their 13-day-old strike. The agreement calls for a $1.75 raise during the next 3 years. Evansville, Indiana, today is expected to file its lawsuit against Louisville. The Ohio River City is seeking repayment of money spent to test river water polluted by Louisville sewage during the 2 months the treatment plant was closed by toxic chemicals. The WHAS National Weather Service radar scan showing no rain this hour. The forecast, hazy, hot, and humid today with isolated afternoon thunderstorms, the high about 95. Tonight, partly cloudy and warm, the low near 75. Currently under partly cloudy sky, 79 degrees, and I'm Jerry Leitzel.
Continuing news on the hour, or anytime, from WHAS, Kentuckiana's news leader.
W-H-A-S.
And now the morning devotion on WHAS. This morning we present the spoken word by Spencer Kennard, excerpted from a Salt Lake City Mormon Tabernacle Choir broadcast.
It is important in life to have faithful friends. Friends on whom we can rely as we travel each day through our increasingly complex world. For friends are an extension of ourselves. They are like a mirror which reflects our successes and helps absorb our errors. Good friends are often the difference between a life full of meaning or a life of loneliness. Unfortunately, we sometimes confuse acquaintanceship with friendship. In our daily activities, we exude an air of friendship, but many of those relationships are simply superficial acquaintanceships. In fact, we may often feel uncomfortable and try to avoid situations where we must reveal ourselves to those around us. Instead of sharing our ideas and judgments, our opinions and emotions, we censor our inner feelings before we speak. And yet it is those inner feelings, those personal thoughts, which make each of us unique and which are the basis of strong friendships. The key to developing meaningful relationships is to be honest and open with one another in a spirit of love. We must assure our friends by word and action that we are pleased to advise, but intend no criticism. That we can easily forgive error, but fully respect their efforts. And we will gladly assist and courageously defend them. Only when we convey that trust will a friend be able to risk coming from behind his emotional shelter to engage in confidential communication. Friendship is the capacity to feel with another person, not for him. As Alfred Adler points out, we learn in friendship to look with the eyes of another person, to listen with his ears, to feel with his heart. Good friendships are the sweetness of life. And every life needs the solid foundation which good friendships bring. But we must also remember that they do not come without effort. As Emerson observed, the only way to have a friend is to be one.
The Cuddly Giant, 84HAS.
Once was a thought inside my head. Before I reached 30, I'd be dead. But somehow on and on I go. On rolling with the flow. Keep on rolling with the flow. Keep on rolling with the flow.
Got to roll with the flow. Charlie Rich on WHAS. It's 5:15. John Polk with you for an ailing Wayne Perky. We won't take a look at the weather after this.
How about you? Try the Good Chew. Red Man Chewing Tobacco, made especially for you. Red Man Chewing tastes the best. Red Man Chewing's unlike the rest. Flavor tough, fresh and mellow too. ABC, America's best chew. Why? Because Red Man's famous and very special process welds in the flavor so it lasts and lasts. And Red Man's modern foil pouch keeps the flavor welded in outside as well as inside. Yes, sirree. Red Man is the best-tasting chewing tobacco money can buy. So make your day brighter and your work a little lighter. Red Man Chewing tastes the best, and a Red Man Chew outlasts the rest. Welded in flavor in a new foil pouch, America's best chew is what it's all about.
I try to take care of my baby.
Some people get older. Others just keep getting better, like Loretta Lynn. You won't see iron poor blood slowing her down, because she takes 3S Tonic. 3S Tonic costs almost 50% less than the other leading iron and vitamin tonic. So read the label and get the iron your body needs.
I know a 3S Tonic takes care of my baby. My baby's gonna take care of me.
All right, it's 5:17 on WHAS. Well, we're going to have some hot weather today. In fact, we're going to probably have the hottest weather of the year so far. Widely scattered thunderstorms erupted once again yesterday. High temperatures ranged from 85 in London to 94 in Bowling Green. Mostly fair skies were the rule overnight, with temperatures holding in the mid to upper 70s over much of the state. And what may be the hottest weather of the summer will be spreading into the Bluegrass State during the next 24 to 48 hours. Although there is an outside chance of thunderstorm during the afternoons and evenings, both today and Thursday, mostly fair skies will be the rule as extensive high pressure continues to dominate the region. Temperatures will be in the 90s, and they will be common across the state today, and in some cases are expected to exceed 100 degrees over parts of the western portion of the state today. Tomorrow, that is. So it's going to get up to 100. It's going to be hot. You just can't get away from it. Well, we got sky conditions right now over Kentucky generally clear. Temperatures ranging from the low 70s to the low 80s. We're light and variable winds right now. Some area temperatures in Paducah, it's 77. Bowling Green has 76. London, 71. Evansville, 80. Indianapolis, 74. Most places reporting mostly clear skies and calm winds, or very light winds. And for Louisville, we're looking for, hazy, hot and humid today and tomorrow, with a few isolated afternoon thunder showers. Highs both days in the mid-90s right here in Louisville. And, of course, downtown, it'll probably get hotter than that. Don't we know it? It's 5:18.
Save me.
Bye.
Linda Ronstadt with another tremendous vocal performance. Lose Again. WHAS at 522 with 79 degrees.
Mr. Farmer, are you tired of worrying about your livestock getting out of their fences? Want to be sure your cattle will stay right where you want them? Then get yourself a new International Super 100 electric fencer. It's the strongest, most dependable electric fencer you can use. Listen to what Ralph King, who farms near Loudoun, Iowa, has to say.
I was using another fencer, which I was having lots of trouble with, my cattle getting out, so I went and got me an International Super 100, which really solved my problem. It does not short out in weeds, wet weather, and it really keeps my cattle in. This is the most powerful fencer I have ever seen, and I'd recommend this to anybody that needs a fencer.
See a demonstration of this powerful International Super 100 fencer with a replaceable power module.
And you can get one of those in Cecilia, Kentucky at Hardin Agri Services, and in Tell City, Indiana at Dobby's Hardware. Looking for a high today in the mid-90s, right now 79, going to be very warm and very humid all day today. 523.
Kentucky WHAS. Hop back, tumble and lift, shaky legs, don't just stand there.
Don't let her know that she's getting through to you.
Hop back, trembling lips, burning eyes, don't start crying.
Heart, don't let her know that you're breaking in two.
Johnny Tillotson.
Don't let her know that you're breaking into.
Talk back those trembling lips. WHAS at 526.
And now, Garner Ted Armstrong.
At an alleged meeting of journalists some time ago, there was a conference in a cigar smoky room about just what would be the most sensational headline of the 20th century. Some of them said, Atlantis discovered. Others said, man goes to the moon. All sorts of things that they thought then would be absolutely impossible. And they talked about wars, about gigantic upheavals, the discovery of lost civilizations or colonies. A cure for cancer found would be a sensational headline. One of them suggested, Jesus Christ returns. And at that moment, they all descended into delirious, hilarious laughter. That had to be the funniest one of the day, they all thought. And I imagined the average person, a headline that said, Jesus Christ returns, would be thought of immediately as, well, who let Orson Welles out? There's another hoax going on. This can't be true. And yet, do you know, to the average person, the idea of Jesus Christ returning to this earth is a fantastic hope. Millions upon millions of people, as interest in religion gains an ever-increasing high in the United States, and as there is a sort of a return to fundamentalism in religion, really expect that Jesus Christ is going to return. But my question is, why? Why should he? Why would he want to? What's he coming for? Do you mean to say that these same people who claim that the instant you die, or your loved one dies, or your child, your husband, or your wife dies, and your soul goes to heaven, and that soul is already with Jesus Christ in heaven. Now, is that soul going to come back from heaven with Christ and be put back into a body upon Jesus' return? Now, that's a good question, because millions of people have died in wrecks and accidents, and their bodies are torn limb from limb. Others have burnt to a cinder. Others have died of cancer. Others have been lost at sea and been eaten by sharks, and all the other macabre and bizarre ways in which human bodies are destroyed in one way or another, let alone the proverbial idea of embalming and being put in a coffin and laid away about 6 feet under. Most of us sort of accept death as being the end of everything, but there is great confusion about what it is. Now, in the lessons of the Ambassador College Correspondence Course, a Bible correspondence course, we have lessons such as the dramatic return of Jesus Christ. When and where will Christ return? Will he come quietly in a kind of a rapture, or will the whole world know about it? Has he already returned secretly, as some claim? In this lesson, it shows the promise of Christ's return, and exactly from the Bible what that's going to be like. Another lesson on just what is man. What is man? Are we a soul inside of a body? And if so, does it make any sense at all for those who died in an automobile wreck, whose bodies are all maimed and tortured, or who died of cancer, to have their souls put back into a body at a biblically taught resurrection. Because this correspondence course will show you that the Bible does teach a resurrection from the dead. We'll show you exactly where. As a matter of fact, in the current issue of the Plain Truth magazine, you will see an article on Was the Resurrection a Hoax? And you can have the current number of the Plain Truth if you want to call for that as well. The address is the toll-free telephone number that costs you absolutely nothing. 800-423-4444. That means we pay the telephone bill. It doesn't even cost you a local call. You pick up the telephone and dial a toll-free number, 800, that's like the area code, 800, and then dial 423-4444. That's 423 and four fours in a row. 800-423-4444 for your free copy of the Ambassador College Bible Correspondence Course. It's absolutely free. There is no tuition. It answers questions about the return of Christ, about the Bible, about is it inspired, about the space age, and what relevancy does the Bible have in the space age? What is man? Do we have an immortal soul? And also the current number of the Plain Truth magazine. That telephone number again is 800-423-4444. In California, Alaska, and Hawaii, dial area 213-577-5225. Until next time, this is Garner Ted Armstrong.
The preceding commentary was sponsored by Garner Ted Armstrong Productions.
It's 5:30 on WHAS. Time for a look at the news. Good morning, Jerry Leitzel.
Good morning. Checking our headlines, Kentucky's fire marshal this morning plans to investigate a report that the Beverly Hills Club, where 100...